NASA reports indicate that ozone depletion may well be 3 times greater than ever before in the Northern Hemisphere. In the U.S., the president unilaterally accelerated the phase-out of ozone-destroying substances. In Canada, parents were warned to keep their children out of the sun. 8,000 pounds of toxic chemicals are dumped into the water, air, and land of the Great Lakes each day. 16 million people depend on the Great Lakes for their drinking water. In 1986, the Toronto Department of Public Health found that a balanced diet of food grown in Ontario would contain 66 times the acceptable daily intake of dioxin. 25% of the pesticides sent abroad by the U.S. are banned, restricted, or unregistered. Less than 1% of all imported food is tested by the Canadian Health and Welfare Department. The average Japanese produces 700 grams of solid waste per day. The average Swede produces 1 kilogram. The average Canadian, 2 kilograms, making them the number one garbage producers in the world. Japan recycles 50% of its solid waste. Canada recycles 10%. Canadians are also the number one energy users. They use more energy per person than anyone else on the planet. West Germans and Japanese use 50% less energy and have as high a standard of living. Sweden uses 75% less. Half of the electricity used in Canada is hydro, half is nuclear. Funding in Canada for alternative energy measures has decreased since 1984 by about 85%. In 1989, Japan spent $47 million on photovoltaic research and development. Canada spent $1 million. For one-tenth of the money invested in Darlington, every house in Canada could have been fitted with a solar water heater. At least 17 nations have individually declared themselves nuclear weapons free. Canada is not one of them.
Yeah, but where are we going to test it?
Where are we going to put it?
Let's ask Canada.
Sweden, Yugoslavia, and the Philippines have closed their nuclear plants. Austria has dismantled its only one. The Netherlands and Spain have halted construction, and Italy, West Germany, Switzerland, and Denmark have stopped building nuclear plants altogether. Thailand and Malaysia have decided against developing nuclear power in the short term, and Australia, Ireland, New Zealand, Greece, Luxembourg, Norway, Iceland, and Denmark have decided against ever developing nuclear power. In the UK, expansion is not supported. When Thatcher privatized the British electricity industry in 1989, nobody wanted the nuclear plants. And in the U.S., all orders for nuclear reactors since 1973 have been cancelled. In Canada, however, there are 20 reactors now licensed to operate, and Ontario, New Brunswick, and Saskatchewan are considering proposals for new reactors, in spite of the fact that the nuclear industry in Canada still cannot stand on its own 2 feet. The AECL receives $200 million per year as a gift from Canadian taxpayers. And in spite of the fact that Canadians still haven't decided what to do with the existing 175 million tons of radioactive waste all over their country, though they have used some in the construction of homes and schools.